How to choose between hotels or vacation rentals for your holidays. It is again time to plan your next holiday. This, of course, does not feel like a chore. It's one of those relaxing mind activities that get you daydreaming during those drowsy Monday mornings at work. Glancing out of the window, the sky returns a solid gray. Or do you work in a cubicle? The chair is uncomfortable and the computer screen too bright. Yes, you deserve that holiday. You start thinking about it more and more consistently as your work holiday approaches. And all of a sudden, the planning process is at full regime, with plenty of questions coming up and very little answers. This is usually the time when you sit down and, above all other questions, ask yourself, do I want to stay in a hotel or in a vacation rental? Do I want the convenience and service of a hotel or the freedom and larger space of a vacation rental? And what will ultimately be cheaper, yet pleasant? When comparing hotels and vacation rentals, you're really comparing pears and apples. But you do have to choose eventually. In order to make the right decision, you should look at the following factors and prioritize depending on your needs. Location. Usually, hotels are set in more convenient locations than holiday rentals. Hotels rise in high service areas, such as airports, or very convenient and central locations, such as city centers, because that is going to be one of their major selling pitches. Provided minimum standards are met, one primarily books a hotel room out of its location, while other factors, such as decor and services, may be lower tier factors. For vacation rentals, on the other hand, there is much more variation. You could find one you like in a far-off location or a very central, very noisy one. As an example, there are Tuscany apartments located in the heart of Florence overlooking trafficked streets, while others are in quiet, wonderful remote country locations. What is your priority? Convenience or tranquility? Services. When thinking of vacation services, the natural winner between hotels and holiday rentals would be the hotel. Hotels are great at making you feel pampered and taken care of. Let's face it, coming back from an abundant breakfast to find your bed in mint conditions and your fluffy bathroom towels freshly changed makes you feel great. While in a hotel, you do not have to worry about hundreds of small details that make your everyday life a bit tedious. No food preparation, no house chores. It feels like the real vacation. Moreover, hotels can provide extra services at little or no extra charge. Depending on their location, they will organize daily excursions, beach activities, or guided city tours. Vacation rentals do not provide these kind of services, as they usually are self-catered apartments or villas. You will have to do all your house chores just like at home. You will also have to plan for your activities and day trips. Holiday rentals do provide services, however. There usually is a discreet presence of the owner who will provide a very personalized service if requested to. Usually, property owners tend to be much more flexible than hotels when providing services. If you need a special delivery or would like to have a special dinner catered for you and your family or your group at your villa or apartment, it can be arranged just with some prior notice. Booking conditions. Hotels apply a very flexible booking policy. All hotels accept any length of stay and provide you with the freedom of renewing your booking for the next 24 hours, given that they have availability. You will usually be able to reserve a room without any down payment and cancel the reservation without any cancellation fees until up to 24 hours prior to your intended arrival date. Vacation rentals often have a much stricter booking policy. Especially during the high season, they may apply a Saturday to Saturday only rental condition, which may be quite frustrating in terms of flight availability and fares. Even in medium season, many apply a weekly rental-only condition, while others have a minimum stay of fewer days. Although discounts may apply, you often have to pay for the full stay even if you leave earlier. There usually is a down payment to be paid to secure your holiday rental. Cancellation policies are much stricter, with no refund given if the booking is cancelled 15 days prior to arrival. Some are stricter than others. Take this as a general rule of thumb. Freedom and living space. This factor for some people is a biggie. Hotels are left a bit astray of this one for obvious reasons. Unless you have the money to pay for the Imperial Suite, any vacation rental will beat any hotel given the same price range. Hotels usually offer one bedroom and one ensuite bathroom. Although you might get a large room at a good price, there will be not much left to do in there for you after your daily morning routine. After a few hours, it will feel like a cage. Many hotels do provide wonderful communal areas, although you can never fully relax in them and never make them your private space. Even outdoor swimming pools, gyms, or sunbathing areas do not provide the sense of comfort necessary for you to fully relax and enjoy. For the same price range, holiday rentals offer much more freedom, independence, and space. Most of the time, interiors are personable and cozy. You will have plenty of room to stay indoors without feeling constrained, yet with all the comforts and the liberty to be in your underwear if you wish so. In a rental apartment or villa, you can create your personal space even if you're there for just a week. If you rent an apartment off a city center, the property will usually come with a private garden area to eat outside and other communal areas. Private villas also provide complete outdoor freedom. Additionally, vacation rentals give you the often sought freedom and space to organize a self-catered dinner or even a small event. Have you decided what is the best choice for you yet? I hope I made it a little easier for you by spelling out the common pros and cons of staying in a hotel versus a vacation rental.